American Exceptionalism News Network.
How can you close me up on one ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield. And people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are the exceptional American that I'm talking about. And we need exceptional Americans now more than ever. You know, this is the first time I've really been on the show live during a breaking shooting, live shooter incident, active shooter thing. Of course, it's no longer an active shooter incident, but if you have not heard, Representative Steve Scalise of Louisiana, Majority Whip, was at a baseball practice this morning getting ready for tomorrow night's, well, I guess you would say Republican versus Democrat baseball game. It's a fundraiser. Happens every year. Everybody gets excited about it. Standing on the field today at second base, and prior to him being shot, a man approached another representative and asked, are these Republicans or Democrats? Found out they're Republicans. Goes and gets a gun and then starts shooting Republicans. That's the basics of it all, ladies and gentlemen. A long gun and a handgun is what we found out. So happens, Scalise has a security detail. They respond in kind after several minutes of chaos, about 10 minutes by accounts. Multiple rounds being fired. We have a gun that's been identified, at least by hearing it so far from what people are saying, as an AR-15. I bring this up right now because they're shaping the narrative already about what's going on in this incident. And I note correctly, isn't it odd that we have this incident following Jeff Sessions absolutely smack down of the Senate Democrats yesterday? Embarrassed. They've got to change the narrative there. That whole thing is blowing up on him. Mueller's going to have to go. There's no need for Mueller. There never was. The collusion, the illegalities are all pointing that, guess what? The Democrats are getting embarrassed, so we must change the narrative. Let's trot out an active shooter. And they do. That's what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just telling you like it is, because isn't this the pattern? Change the narrative. Oh, we'll bring out a shooter. And by the way, we'll bring in gun control too, because it's the gun's fault. It's the AR. This is their term. We don't even know what the gun was. They're shaping it. The narrative is being shaped right now before our eyes. And we're getting some of the live feeds to you to actually prove that. Isn't that interesting? Now we have people like McAuliffe getting out there in the fray of things. We're going to be talking about that in a bit. The narrative is being shaped right now. That's why I say, let's create the proper narrative. Everybody should arm themselves. Every legal, law-abiding citizen should arm themselves. How about that narrative? I know, Paul, you sound like a gun wacko nut. Well, no, I'm just a Second Amendment wacko nut. I believe in the Constitution, as every American should. These are the times in which they want to destroy America, ladies and gentlemen. Our founding fathers knew these times would happen. That's why they granted. That's why they said to all of us, we have God-given rights, and one of them is to keep and bear arms. And we have that right to do that. And what are they trying to do? Oh, they're trying to strip us of those rights. Oh, go figure. It's happening in every state, really happening paramount in California, of course. Just so happens that on the 1st of July, do you think they might be trying to reinforce some things with California arms holders? That the large capacity magazines, as they call them, 30-round magazines, for AR-15s are net nine verboten. For any gun, actually. Anything over 10 rounds is illegal. Have to be turned in to the police. Disposed of, turned in, whatever. Getting emails, of course. Text messages, things flying across the screen right now. It's kind of chaos here in Studio 21. We're going to be bringing you some information, though. More news and information as to what's really truly going on here in this situation. Fox News has been covering it. It's all pulled information at this point. It's just not Fox News. It's all pulled information about what is happening. And we will be definitely giving you all the break-ins. I'm trying to find out right now if they've got more of the latest on what we can find. One of the stories that's coming out of Fox News right now, we were sitting ducks, suspect identified as in shooting of Representative Steve Scalise. Oh, in baseball field. That's new. We were sitting ducks. Who is the suspect? Getting back to that story. Who is the suspect in all this? Oh, boy. It says here Scalise was badly injured, according to a tweet from President Trump. Rogers, blah, 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 blah. I don't see any place here. Let me read the whole thing for you. It says five people were transported medically from the scene. Alexandria Police Chief Michael Brown said it appeared that included Scalise, Zach Barth, a congressional aide to Roger Williams, and the gunman, and two law enforcement officers, one of whom was hit by fragments. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky told Fox News, "We were like sitting ducks out there." The gunman was shot by Capitol Police and apprehended and taken into the hospital. The incident occurred at Simpson Field in Alexandria, about 10 minutes away from Washington, D.C. The FBI was taking over the investigation because a federal official said Scalise was identified for federal agents. Says Scalise was assaulted in the attack. FBI agent in charge of the field, Timothy Slater, said that it was too early to tell if there was an attack. Was it an assassination attempt? Of course it was. The vice president, he's not informed with the information. I'm backing up the FBI here because I really believe it's very important that everybody understand what is going on here with the FBI and everybody else, you know, because it's very difficult in these times because you got all the scattered stuff going on and you don't really know what's going on. You know, it's the chaos. It's the fog of war, so to speak. So this is the kind of stuff that we're starting to see. So, you know, just kind of bear in mind that this is the stuff that really is very, very typical in these kind of scenarios. So that's why I say I'm very, very happy to be at this point where we're able to bring in kind of like the live stuff that's happening out there because it's very important to kind of, in your own mind, as the day is going forward, you're going to get these gambits of information are going to come from sources. Like we started getting information about the shooter asking members that were there, are these Republicans or not? Then several minutes later, he shows up with a gun and starts shooting these people. So we can put that piece of the puzzle together. This is the kind of information you as an active listener, a participant in these situations, can determine for yourself. And you can see how they lay themselves out. There's a real clear pattern to all of this, you know, around the world and globally, and especially here in the United States. And what's the agenda out there? We know that one of the big agendas right now that's happening is obviously disarmament. And what is the most popular gun to disarm? It's the AR-15, right? So we know that narrative's out there. And then we know the orchestration of what's going on against the AR-15 coming from California, which, by the way, has the largest population of people armed with AR-15s, right? They're trying to disarm those people, including myself, and they're trying to take away everybody's, well, legally, you have to give up if you own the large capacity magazines. 30 round mags are supposed to be large capacity. You know, I thought there was those barrel things that have hundreds of rounds in them, but, you know, that's just me. But they have restricted it to 10 rounds in a magazine. 10 round magazines. That's what they say. You can only have those. And that goes into effect July 1st. By the way, they haven't written the law. They don't have any way to enforce that. See, they pass laws here in California, but they don't tell you how the law works. Something wrong with that, right? Don't you think when a law is passed, it should be what the law is when it's passed? That's the way normal governments work, except if you're in a dictatorship, like what we have in California, sometimes known as Communist California. Jerry Brown's California. Mr. Communist himself. Can't be anything else. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill fill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're covering the Steve Scalise assassination attempt in Virginia. And we're calling it that. I mean, I think the evidence is pretty clear. I was listening to the people talk about it at the very beginning of the morning before we went on air, so it was pretty clear. And we're going to be bringing some more information. Right now, we're going to chime into Fox News. Fox News live coverage. We're identifying who the shooter is, a 66-year-old man. According to my sources, who have told me, this is coming from fake news, CNN, of course, a 66-year-old man from Bellevue, Illinois, James T. Hodgkinson is the perp. Says, okay, we've got information on that. 66 years old. Interesting age. 66 years old. This is the information we're getting from Fox News right now. That is a compliment to the Wiki Man just now. But Fox News has more information dwindling in right now as we talk, and we're going to get to that right now.
Hill manages to come together. There's been so much partisan rancor lately, and after something like this happens, you know, people tend to throw arms around each other and kind of remember, you know, we're all in this together.
Yeah, I think that's right. And the congressional baseball game, having attended a few of them myself, is one of those vestiges of old school D.C. It's Republicans and Democrats kind of battling it out on the field, having a good time. President Obama attended a few years ago. There were rumors that the president would attend again. So I think this is kind of, it shatters that kind of serene picture that we're used to of, you know, a moment where Washington comes together and Washington has a good time. And I think it's going to alter how these folks practice in the future. A member of Congress told me this morning, a member of Congress on the baseball team, said they've been practicing at this field for years, and that Scalise's security detail was there was almost just luck that he's a member of leadership. No other police were there, and dozens of members of Congress were practicing out in the open. So this is kind of a moment to reassess and reevaluate, but you're right. People are acting as though they are friends today.
Yeah, because he is a member of the leadership team. He gets Capitol Police protection. And ordinarily, that wouldn't have been the case. There wouldn't have been good guys there to return fire.
That's right, and that's a scary thing to think about because you had somebody with what appears to be a high-powered gun, members of Congress completely unarmed, playing baseball at, you know, 6 and 7 o'clock in the morning. Some folks were leaving early to bring their kids to school, so there could have been even more people there, but that's absolutely right. The fact that Scalise's security detail, a small security detail as compared to the Speaker of the House, that was a lifesaver for many members of Congress.
So what happens on Capitol Hill today? We understand that House business has been pretty much canceled.
That's right. House business has been canceled. In about 40 minutes from now, 12 o'clock, Speaker Paul Ryan and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi will take to the floor and offer brief remarks in the wake of this shooting. We are told that Scalise has been is now out of surgery. The Republican leader, Kevin McCarthy, said he's out of surgery and doing well. And at Politico, we're going to have some news shortly. I don't think it's completely sewn up yet, but about another person who was shot in the incident. So I think, listen, there's going to be a lot of developments throughout the day. There's a lot we don't know at this point, but we do know that the Speaker and the House Minority Leader are going to take to the floor in about 40 minutes.
I mentioned the good guys with guns return fire, and we understand that a female member of the Capitol Police was shot, and I don't want to be sexist, right, about this to the good people
good
return
people.
Fire. You mentioned that Nancy Pelosi and Paul Ryan, who are at loggerheads very often on most every issue, they're going to get together and make kind of a joint appearance in front of the, or at least on the House floor?
Yeah, the House floor, which is kind of just a couple feet from us here, they're going to, the House opens for the day, kind of gavels in, although it won't be doing any business, it gavels in for the day at noon. And Paul Ryan and Nancy Pelosi are going to give probably separate remarks. Perhaps they'll stand next to each other, or else they'll stand just feet from each other on the House floor, and they'll give remarks in the wake of this shooting. It's an unusual moment for both leaders to be on the floor for the beginning of floor business for the day, but it does represent kind of the kumbaya moment we're in. Now, the Speaker and the Minority Leader do conduct a lot of maintenance, House maintenance, keeping the place open and running behind the scenes, so it's not terribly unusual. They do have a lot of communication, but a unique day for sure, and that's reflected in this appearance on the House floor.
All right. Thanks very much, Jake Sherman from Politico's Playbook. Congressman Joe Barton is speaking right now on Capitol Hill, I believe this is. Let's listen in.
And in doing so, quite probably saved many, many lives. This is a charity baseball game. We've played it for almost 100 years. It's for a very good cause. I can only speak for myself, but I hope we continue the game. It's what, you know, in some ways, what democracy is all about.
Yeah. My first thoughts go to the heroism of the Capitol Police that were there and responded immediately in a manner that likely saved the lives of a number of people, members of Congress as well as the staffers that are out there each morning helping us. I just left one of our other colleagues who we were talking about where we customarily are on the field. He positioned himself in the visitor's dugout, which is across
behind
the field,
it.
Behind it, across the field from where the Capitol Police generally sit. And it's just fortunate because Steve Scalise is a member of leadership. He has a security detail there. Otherwise, we would just be a bunch of guys out on a normal morning practicing. But I think the fact that we practice there every morning, and it's a group of Congress people together, sometimes, Joe, as many as 25 people, maybe 30.
I think we have 22 members there today.
You know, you may have been something in which somebody was able to anticipate our being there and being vulnerable.
Our prayers are for the people who were wounded, and our thanks are to the police officers who, including the Alexandria police, who arrived very quickly, who attacked. I can't emphasize this enough. They attacked the shooter, and that saved our lives.
And in doing so, got injured themselves. It's remarkable heroism. And
where were the Capitol Police when they first engaged the shooter?
They were out behind the first base dugout where, as Congressman Meehan said, they normally position themselves. They were not on the field. The shooter was not on the field and never got on the field. He stayed behind the third base dugout and came around behind home plate, got behind the utility shed, and then darted out in front of the utility shed, and that's when he got shot.
Did you see the shooter and the weapon?
I did not until after the fact. I was getting down, protecting, making sure my son was down, and I did not see him when it was an active shooting situation.
But we just left Jeff Duncan from South Carolina. Jeff generally plays shortstop or third base, Trent Kelly. And Jeff was leaving with another member, Ron DeSantis, who would have all been positioned in the infield. As is customary, we all have responsibilities to get back to. So sometimes people will finish what they're doing and leave a little early. As Jeff was walking out, he actually saw the shooter who spoke to him and said, you know, who are those guys? He said, that's the congressional baseball team. He said, what are they, Republicans or Democrats? And he said, they're the Republicans. And that was the conversation he had, and it was only as they were driving back that
they heard the news
reports.
And they said he acted a little weird.
Yeah.
When he did. We need to go inside. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks.
So there you have it. Jeff DeSantis, that's the identifier. Are they Republicans? And the shooter ended up going and trying to assassinate Republicans. That's the gig. Bernie Sanders supporter. We have his Facebook. We'll post it and link it for you on Agenda 21 Radio. His Facebook, let me get it here real quick. Bernie Sanders supporter. He posts such things as Trump would never, this is remember, Trump would never be in power without Republican sycophants and cowards. That's just the beginning of some of the things. Re-elect Trump. Some of the people are going back at him. Re-elect Trump. And, of course, he's not a Trump supporter. When you hate Trump, but campaign for his second term. Buildings, fires, people dying. Just from a sycophant who hates Republicans and who wants to assassinate Republicans. Isn't it amazing? Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
We'd like to thank you for doing business with Deitch Insurance. We're running 56 years strong. On June 14th, we have a golf tournament coming up for the local youth. And in October, we have a shred day coming up at our office where our clients and invitees can have their valuable papers work shredded safely. Summertime can afford a lot of fun outdoor activities, such as off-roading with four-wheel vehicles, motorcycles. Please be sure to use your helmets. And when boating, double-check the lights on your boat and make sure you have adequate life vests. Our United Valley Insurance Services relationship allows us to be one of the 14th largest network of independent agents in the United States. Some of the companies we represent are Allied, Nationwide, Hartford, Fireman's Fund, California Insurance Group, Mercury, Liberty Mutual, as well as Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We have two additional sales agents can help with your challenges and needs relating to life and health, writing coverage correctly, competitive pricing, and always courteous customer service.
Deitch Insurance.
Since 1961, we're located on First Street in downtown Marysville.
We will face challenges. We will confront hardships, but we will get the job done.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're covering what's going on here. We think we have a shooter. I'm getting the information from my wiki man here. He's telling me the 66-year-old James T. Hodkins. We're looking at his Facebook right now from Bellevue, Illinois. His Facebook post indicates Bernie Sanders supporter. This info is coming from CNN and the Washington Compost. anyway, it's interesting. More digital stuff coming my way. That's not from Wiki. This is email. Okay. Anyway, his friends are as sick as he is. Anyway, WAPO has closed its comment section, which is kind of interesting. Anyway, so that's the stuff that's going on right now. We got a clip here from Terry McAuliffe, governor of Virginia. Now, McAuliffe, whose wife, remember, was getting money from... Oh, that's McCabe. That's not... Yeah, well, actually, he definitely in McAuliffe. Gosh, hello. He's definitely involved with the Clinton Foundation. Let's hear what he has to say. This is just moments ago. Let's hear what he has to say. I think this is interesting and relevant, as if this is McAuliffe, a Clinton supporter.
To all of our citizens, I have long advocated, this is not what today is about, but there are too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence. I mean, I've long talked about this. Background check, shutting down gun show loopholes. Yeah, that's not for today's discussion, but it's not just about politicians. We worry about this every day for all of our citizens.
Why, if it's not the day for, why are you bringing it up? People are going to criticize that you're bringing up gun control at this time.
Well, I'm talking about this every single day. This is a very serious issue.
93 million? We lose 93 million a day?
Excuse me. Those are big numbers for me, and I'm telling you, I cannot accept that number. Hello?
So 93 million people a day, he says, to gun violence. Is this just... Okay, I'm sorry. All right, here we go. I'm using my Studio 21 calculator here. It has to have sunlight. Solar thing. 93 times 365 days, right? In a year? So that would make it... Wow. That's just... So 93 million... There's 330 million people in America. So if we have 93 million... 365... Well, just... Hey, 93 million. I mean, that's just amazing. You can't have that. So in 10 days, where does this guy get this stuff? That's more than the population of California or of the United States. So we wipe ourselves out? Is this guy a loon? 93 million. We lose I'm sorry. I have got to hear this again. And, you know, this is just unbelievable. Let's listen to this again. Terry McAuliffe talking about how many Americans we lose every day to gun violence.
This is not what today is about, but there are too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day.
Okay.
93 million Americans a day.
No, really? Can you believe this? Let's do it again.
93 million Americans a day to gun violence.
That's Terry McAuliffe. 93 million a day. So that's 100. Let's just round it out to 100 million a day. And I said that there are 330 million Americans. We're done in a week. Hello, goodbye. I mean, there's not going to be anybody around to bury all these bodies, is there? From all gun violence, 93 million a day. Now, you know, this is destined to become a leading clip on the show. 93 million. Don't you love it? Listen, these people... Okay, so here's the narrative right now. Trot out McAuliffe, the governor. See you, ladies. This is all planned, guys. I know you're sitting there thinking, Paul, they got the tinfoil hat on. Don't think so. I think I've got the appropriate hat on, which is my Kevlar helmet. Remember, there's a time in which you take the tinfoil hat on,
when you are totally convinced about something and you put on the Kevlar helmet. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, we have to put on the Kevlar helmets. Because what are they doing? 93 million of us are going to die today from gunfire. From guns. Gun violence. Okay, listen, it's not me. This guy's got to get an attitude adjustment, don't you think? Let's play a little bit more of the clip at the lead in on this, and let's see what he says.
This is not what today is about, but there are too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence.
Okay. Now, this is going to do the math here again. I'm just stunned.
On the street, we lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence. I've long talked about this.
Wow. It's so long that none of us are around to listen
guns
to
guns on the street, we lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence. I've long talked about this. Background check, shutting down gun show loopholes. That's not for today's discussion.
Really? I'm sorry. You guys have got to help me out with this and help a brother out.
There are too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence.
Okay, I say that's a winner. I'll put that up on the front clip tomorrow morning. You'll hear it. You'll hear it tonight, actually. I'll put it up for tonight's show. This is where they're at. Talk about sycophants. This guy's a loon. 93. Some people are going to believe that number because it's so big and so gross, and we're all going to die from guns. Well, we will if only criminals and the government have our guns. That's why there's a Second Amendment. So it's a bad hair day for the gun anti-gun lobby out there when Terry McAuliffe, who's representing a state, as the governor, is telling you there's 93 million of us that are lost by gun violence every day in this country. Well, no wonder his state's in trouble financially. He must take after the California governor, Jerry Brown. This is the movement to disarm you right here. And what better way to do it than to shoot a politician who, especially a conservative Republican politician, oh, by the way, from Louisiana, big gun supporter. And, obviously it's a gun's fault. We're already focusing on it. It's an AR-15, large capacity magazine. It's already there, right? How convenient. And what about the shooter? We're going to get into the shooter, but, more information has to come forward. But I'm telling you, this is their narrative. You can see it. You can see it set up right now. They're out in front of it. They're out in front of the news. This is what they try and do. They get out in front and tell you what's going on. Now, I'm a little bit suspicious about the shooter in the sense that they say it's this guy. But we got to be careful about what we're hearing and seeing. Because oftentimes these things are so conveniently set up for us to take and run with the bait on this shooter. We'll have to see. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Okay, people are going crazy over Terry McAuliffe's comment about 93 million a day. So, we could depopulate the planet this way. Come on, I get it. I get it. At this rate, call Jerry Brown. Don't destroy dams. Don't blow them up. Don't kill Paul Preston with a dam. Just have us all shot at that rate. At that rate, the 7 billion mark. You'll get that number. That Georgia Guidestone just down south from you. You'll achieve that goal in no time. Probably less than 2 or 3 years. You'll kill off at 93 million, 100 million a day. See, there's 1,000 million in 1 billion. So do the calculate. How many days will it take to kill everybody off at that rate? And round it up. Come on. You can round it up to 100 million. How many at 7 billion people? Remember, a billion is 1,000 million. So you calculate that out. How many days will it be? How many days will it be until we lose? 6.5 billion of us. With all the gun violence in America. Come on. Terry, why would you want to stop this then? Why would you? I mean, think about it. So you're depopulating. You're into Agenda 21, just like your good friend Jerry Brown, who believes in extermination of the human race off the planet. There's just too many of us. We're not sustainable. Now, listen, ladies and gentlemen. You think I'm like a wacko, crazy guy talking on the radio about this stuff. It's not me. I'm just telling you what they believe. Let's ask the Pope about his encyclical. The encyclical, which supports Agenda 21, which supports population control and depopulation of the world. To reach a sustainable, you can't have it both ways, by the way, if you're a supporter of the Pope's encyclical. Nothing about the Pope, just his encyclical. If you're a supporter of the encyclical, understand that you support depopulation with the encyclical. That's what that document's all about. The slaughter of 6.5 billion people. All you need to do is, you know, they legally posted it up for everybody to see in Georgia. I'm sure it was Ted Turner who did that, because Ted Turner is way into this sort of thing. You know, CNN, Ted Turner, we have way too many human beings, so we need to bring the population out. He's all part of the Agenda 21 cabal, and the Pope's in the cyclical. Depopulation. It's all about killing human beings. This is like radio you've never heard, right? You need to wake up, because this is what they want to do. This is their plan. It's megalomania that you cannot believe. You know, these people who run around claiming that there's chemtrails. They're spraying us like bugs underneath us, or underneath their trails in the skies. You know what? They're right. They are. I know. Gosh, Paul, you're just a wacko crazy guy. No, I'm not. I think I'm pretty reasonable. This is their stuff. And by the way, we know for a fact in the 1950s, governor of California then, Edmund G. I think it was, I can't remember if it was Edmund, but Goodwin Knight, I think it is. The governor before Edmund G. Pat Brown was way into weather modification. In California, the state was the leader in weather modification. Yeah. The whole state, they were trying to weather modify. This is as early as the 1950s. We got the documents. The state documents. We got them. Never fear. We got them. It talks explicitly about this. And Mr. Knight, the governor, passed that on to Edmund G. Brown, of course. How to weather modify various zones in California, including the watershed that supports, guess what, the Oroville Dam, the Feather River watershed, all that stuff, all that weather modification. You don't think they can modify the weather? And you don't think they're doing it through dumping aluminum oxide on us and poisoning us like bugs? Better wake up, people. Gun control is one way to help depopulate, obviously. And, you know, why have gun control? That's why. I guess the question is, and he just plays right into my theory. If he's saying we've got 93 million people a day, we're losing 93 million people a day to gun violence, why take your guns away? We'll just kill ourselves off. Right? Every single day. You know, I knew I was, you know what, now I understand why. When I go driving down the street, I hear this thud, 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 thud. It's all those people that are shot from gun violence in my town. I don't know how I survive it. I really don't. Or you, or anybody else who's listening to me right now. Gosh, Terry, can you tell me how I can survive longer? No, maybe. Just tell me where I can go to the local place to get shot, Terry. I mean, it's my duty, right? I should march on like the lemmings and just go stand up and get shot. After all, it's my duty to save the planet. Which is what they're teaching our kids in schools, by the way. That we are the problem on the planet. Guilt-tripping little kids. Brian Sussman wrote a great book. Eco-Tyranny, it's called. And it's exactly what he documents in the book. Brian Sussman, KSFO, I think, San Francisco. Great man. Great radio show, by the way. So where do we go to get lined up to be shot? Because, come on, we got to save the planet for those 500 million people that would be left. I mean, I wonder who would Terry McAuliffe be one? Would Bill Clinton be one? How about George Soros? Oh, I'm sure George. How about Jerry Brown and his family living out there in Colusa County? The ranch out there by Williams? Would that... See, they would all be happy. There'd be 500 million of the elites left. And everybody else, we'd all be gone. So listen, when you're driving down the street today, and there's a thud, 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 thud under your car, don't worry about it. It's just Terry McAuliffe predicting the future. 93 million people dead, it's got to happen in your town too, right? Is this just lunacy or what? It is. It's sick. This is sick. Mental derangement. Narcissistic behavior.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is your day. This is your celebration. And this, the United States of America, is your country.
Diabolical narcissism. Remember Anne Barnhart, right here, right in front of your face. Terry McAuliffe. The narrative blew up in their face today, by the way. And McAuliffe did it himself. You know, they were setting the narrative right. Oh, it sounded like, I mean, the whole thing started to roll out. People in the fear of it all. And I'm not faulting Rand Paul. He was told it was an AR-15. I wonder where that information came out. The weapon used by this individual. And we're not this Hodgkinson or whatever, 66-year-old man from Michigan and Indiana or whatever. We're not really sure about that yet. So right now, at this point in time, and I know we're going to get the recorded shows out there, we'll try and clean it up. If we find more information, we'll plug it in and go live. The situation, though, that I find very, very interesting is that their narrative about the guns just blew up in their face big time. It's a bad hair day for the left again, even in spite of their attempt to distract from the huge victory yesterday that Sessions had over this whole Russian investigation. What a joke. And Jeff Sessions absolutely stood tall as an American, exceptional American. Our thoughts and prayers are with Steve Scalise and everybody else that was wounded today. But by God, they're not going to take our guns. I mean, after all, I got to protect myself. Because according to McAuliffe, the diabolical narcissist that he is, 93 million Americans are lost to gun violence every day. Do you think the narrative just blew up in their face, ladies and gentlemen? It absolutely did. Don't you love it when a plan comes together? Someone is guiding this country. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.